Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Hello, it is Selena here today, the life design and career change coach of the Project Love duo. And in these episodes, when I'm flying solo, I really focus on exploring what it takes to create a life and career you love. And I invite guests onto the show to dive deep into conversation around that topic. People who basically I've really admired from afar, the way they live, the way they work, the message they're putting out into the world. And I was saying to someone the other day that basically it's an opportunity to make new friends and get to talk to people who really inspire me and who I find fascinating. And so this episode is very much one of those episodes because I finally got to sit down and talk with the wonderful Sarah Powell. I have completely fallen head over heels in love with Sarah via her Instagram stories. If you're not already following her on Instagram, she is this Sarah Powell and she will brighten up your day. Sarah is one of these people who her career today is such an incredible expression of who she truly is and what she loves in life. She's a celebrant. She's founder of Celebrate Yourself. In fact, the first Celebrate Yourself live event recently sold out in just under 4 hours, which is incredible. I'm not at all surprised though. She's also co-host of not one, but two hugely successful podcasts, Jules and Sarah and Wobble, both of which she does with her co-host, Jules von Hepp. So we got together, we giggled, we laughed. Honestly, this podcast episode will bring such a smile to your face. And we dive deep into the topic of self-celebration and why she's so passionate about this topic and what it is. We talked about what it's like for her to have a career that is so vibrant and such an expression of who she is and how she got there. We talked about her journey, her career change journey, and the time she spent in what she calls the wilderness for about a year. And this is the place when people come to do career change programs with me, this is where most people are at. So it's that place of really feeling lost, feeling alone, wondering if you're ever going to figure it out. So if you're in that place right now, then this is an episode for you to listen to because she talks really honestly about it, which I really appreciate and really admire. So often when we hear people talking about their career change journey, they sort of cleanse it all and it all seems to make total sense and they connect the dots. But actually, you always have to go through this period of really feeling lost, really feeling down in the dumps and not knowing how it's all going to work out. So it was wonderful to hear someone who has such a sparkling, dazzling career today talk about how she was once for a good year in that wilderness space. So I cannot wait for you to hear this episode. It really will bring such a smile to your face, I think, and fill you with joy. Before we go on to that episode, though, I am very happy to announce on the topic of career change that it is that time of year again. A new season means I am opening the doors to new clients on my 3-month career change coaching program. I love taking people on this journey. And the people I really love coaching are people who are feeling just like Sarah once did, feeling really lost, not sure what it is you want to do, but really feeling like what you're doing now, this isn't it. There is more to life than this. It's like you're feeling called to do something else, but you might not have a clue what that something else is. You might have ideas, but you're like, is that even realistic? You are the person that I want to work with. So if that's you and you're feeling like, do you know what? It's time. I just got to take the leap and it's time to make this happen. Then I want to hear from you. And I want you to come and book in a discovery call because it's really important for me. My biggest commitment is that you get the coach and the program that is right for you right now, because it's a big investment of time. It's a big investment of money. And I want to make sure it's right for you. So I'm so excited to see who's going to turn up, who's going to get in touch, who's going to go on this journey with me over the next few months. Head on over to loveprojectlove.com/careerlove or head on over to selinabarker.com. You'll find details there about the program and how to book yourself in for a discovery call. And for now, here is my episode with Sarah Powell. I hope you enjoy this as much as we did.
Well, I couldn't be more excited.
Look at us giggling at each other. We're so happy, just grinning at each other.
I am here with the queen of self-celebration, Sarah Powell. We booked this in months ago.
Yeah, last year.
Kind of deliberately for me so that I could look forward to it for months. And I just thought I'd start off, as you're all about celebration, I want to start off by celebrating you.
Oh, that's so nice.
You are a constant source of joy on Instagram for me. And I actually think you've changed my relationship to Instagram because of the kind of content you bring in. And I was thinking about Zaj coming along. Because I laugh out loud at your stuff all the time, but you bring this to like the mundane stuff in life. You bring this playfulness and this humor that just brings so much color to it and just reminds you, we can get into a mistaken supermarket order and find the hilarity in it. Over-ordering.
Yeah. Well, I've always thought normal life is hilarious.
Yeah.
I've just always thought all of it's funny, really. And that's not to say that I go around going, oh, it's all so funny, isn't it? You know, it's not about that. But I do think it's so funny that you say that. And thank you. That's very, very kind. Instagram stories started for me because I had lost my job in radio. My radio career had finished, which had been my job for like 13 years. It was what I did out of uni.
Yeah.
And I was literally in my house on my own with no one to talk to.
Friends.
Exactly. And so I just started chatting away on Instagram stories and just be like, oh, I'm doing this. Oh, I've made a chucket potato today. I've got to take my ASOS back. You know, all that sort of really mundane, like you say, really normal stuff, and people just connected with it so much because we're all the same. That's the other thing that I really believe. We're all the same. We all do funny, odd, strange, weird thing. We all get in scrapes all the time. Do you know what I mean? We just find ourselves in situations. Like, you know, you'll be in the post office queue and I don't know, you'll see something funny. Like, I was at the post office the other day and it's like September, early September, and all the Christmas stuff's out. And they're these really hideous, like, door hangings. Do you know what I mean? They say, like, deck the halls and Santa's coming and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And I was like, who's buying these? Do you know what I mean? And I went to take a picture for stories because I was like, I'm going to show them. And the lady told me off. She was like, don't take pictures in the shop. And
I was like, steal the ideas.
That's it. And I was like, I thought you'd think she'd be glad of the advertising. These aren't going to sell themselves. Do you know what I mean? So it's just that there's
Laughing maniacally as you took the picture? Yeah. Like, this is not to promote our wares.
You better not be laughing at our Christmas door hangings. But there's just something all the time. And I think doing... I have two podcasts that I co-host with Gorgeous Jules. And one of them is Jules and Sarah, the podcast, which comes out every week. And it is just exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It is just everyday stuff, funny things that have happened to us. So we have to sort of find something to talk about every week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Bring something to the
table.
Well,
that's it. And so you look out for it a bit more and then you find it because it's just, everything's funny. Like, we went to pick up my mum, actually. We always talk about our mothers. My mum took...
But your mum is hilarious.
Yeah,
That's where I was like, this is where she gets it from.
Yes, June.
You were June and you were out shopping for, I don't know, mugs or something. And it was, the way she engaged with just shopping, just with the mission, just with these objects. I was just like, this is where she gets it from.
It is. And mum loves it.
This is genius.
She loves it. Mum loves Instagram stories and everything.
Does she?
I mean, she can't do it. She no idea.
She needs someone else to post
what's going on. But she's like, film me doing this. What about this? Like, the other day I went home and she had awful hay fever. So she was chopping a melon in sunglasses because she had this great thing. Like, you know what I mean? She
she looked like Kris Jenner. It was hilarious. And so she's always doing, she's like, film me chopping this melon. Look, show them on Instagram. And you know when it runs out, when you film it and then it runs out and she's still carrying on. Oh my gosh, it is. Yeah, it's got. So she took my nan for a birthday lunch and they were in a car park. And the guy from the pub where they'd had lunch came out to put the bins out, opened like the bin, or whatever you'd call it, like where the bins are, and pulled out, and this is honestly true, a blow-up doll, like a blow-up sex doll, and held it up and said, look what somebody's put in my bin shed. Like this. And then these are things that happen, and they're happening to all of us all the time.
Exactly.
And we just don't notice them necessarily because... I don't know, we're focusing on something else and we've all got so much to do and so much responsibility. But funny things do happen all the time. And you can catch yourself and just go, oh my gosh, I'm in, Jules and I call it a situation. Just when you find yourself and you're like, what's going on here? How did this happen? How did I get here? And it... You know, I'm somebody I've been very anxious. I've had a lot of anxiety. Like, that's always kind of been my thing for a long time. So I don't want anyone listening to this going, oh, she's chirpy and cheerful all the time. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, it's just a sunny disposition. It's like a conscious effort. Do you know what I mean? To find the joy or to find something funny or to find, like, you know what I mean? Just to shake it off a little bit.
So have you always been like that? Or have, like you say, it's a conscious decision. Do you think... maybe through doing the podcast and therefore having to find something has helped you to keep looking for the humour and the sort of playfulness in the everyday situations?
Definitely. Because no, I wasn't always like this. Definitely not. You know, I really struggled in my 20s. So I'm 35 now. Mm. And I really struggled in my 20s. I loved being a teenager because I loved school.
Did you?
And I was just having a great time. I'm like the opposite. Most people didn't. Most people
are
like...
I didn't enjoy 20s either, by the way. My life really started in my 30s.
Yes. So. Which I think is the secret to everything.
You've got to wait out 30 years.
Yes.
Not everyone.
Turning 30 was the best thing that could ever happen to me.
Oh my God, I couldn't wait to get into my 30s. I'm just about to turn 40.
I'm so excited for you.
I don't know how I feel about that. But anyway, we'll get on to that maybe later.
I have always said I can't wait to be 45. Like, everybody just seems to be... everybody that you ever see who's 45 is having a great time.
Yeah.
Like, you know yourself better than you ever... You know yourself so well by that point.
You just can't be bothered anymore, I think.
And I think...
To put on the pretense of trying to be anything other than who you are because you've got tired of trying to be anything else. You're just like, oh. And also, I think at that stage, but I'm also feel like I'm getting there, is that you do enjoy being who you are and doing what you do. Well, and particularly, and I'd love to talk a bit about this. I mean, we've already jumped into it.
I know.
And I haven't even finished off my celebrating you and all that you do.
We can come back to
that.
But
you then gave a perfect example in real time of why I love you on Instagram. But yeah, you're all about celebrating yourself. And of course, you're a celebrant.
I am. So this is the...
And the podcasts. Yes. And so your career, to me, I mean, it reminds me a lot of my own career, which is like one of the true loves of my life and has been for, you know, ever since I started just doing my own thing and making it all up. But yours is just... I mean, when you were at school, or the way you were led to believe what working would be like, did you ever imagine it would be... like this?
No, I don't know what I imagined, really. I was a bit of moss on a rock at school. I didn't really know what was going to happen in the future.
It,
not
yeah.
really. I was very, like I said, I liked being a teenager. I really liked school. I liked the routine of it. I liked the structure of it. I liked all that. I had my friends. I went to an all-girls school, which I think was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. There was just no nonsense. Nobody worried about what they looked like. Nobody worried about making a fool of themselves a little bit for a laugh. Do you know what I mean? There was no, for me, it was the best thing that could have happened. It was total freedom. And then, and then it was sort of time to go to university. And I just sort of didn't fancy it, really. I was like, no, I like this. I'll just stay here.
I've
got my family, you know, I've got my sister, I've got my brothers. I'm fine here. No, thanks. And then did enjoy university, got really into it, you know, found drinking and boys and that was great. And then, 20s. You know, it's that really weird moment, isn't it? That somebody, it's like somebody pushes you out of the door when you graduate and goes, right, well, off you go then. And you're meant to know, you're meant to have some sort of plan and some sort of answer. And I think it's really wobbly when you don't, you know, and I think so few people do.
And so, what careers advice were you given?
Oh, God knows. Oh, I kind of, I know lots of people have great stories about funny career advice that they've been given. I don't remember it being anything. I think, because I was always into drama, like performing. So that was my thing.
Okay.
You know, I was sort of, I enjoyed that. And I think, you know, my parents sort of went, great, okay, she's into this, let's do that, okay. So, but the
parents really like to just cling on to something, yes, so they know what yes, you are,
if you
and often what to tell their friends.
That's it. Yes, always. Oh, she's doing drama. Drama's her thing. You know, if you write one good essay, geography, she loves geography. Yes, we're pushing for geography, and suddenly you find yourself doing geography. So I can't remember any sort of careers advice, was very much pushed out of the door, did drama, went through clearing, did that sort of thing, university. I'm really, really taking you back through the whole of my life here. But then, yeah, 20s, I really struggled. I just felt like the party was always happening somewhere else. Everybody else was sorted. Everybody else knew what they were meant to be doing.
Yeah.
And I was just sort of scrabbling around, flailing around. Didn't know myself very well, didn't sort of know what I liked even, or what was good for me, or all those kinds of things. Got quite anxious, was sort of wrestling that at the same time, but not really knowing, you know, those sort of self-help cues and self-care stuff didn't really feature very highly. And it's sort of, I don't know, I can't remember ever talking about that much. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like the conversations that we can have now.
Yeah.
So I think that when I did find self-celebration and really sort of started to develop it, I just got so excited.
But when did that all happen?
So my thing was radio. So yes. I had a radio career, bit of TV as well. Lovely, lovely. And I did that, like I said, for about 13 years.
Yeah.
And so 3 years ago, I think now, that finished. And it sort of, two things happened. One, I was done. Like, right. I'd done it, do you know what I mean? And like, I just started getting a bit complacent, which is very dangerous, I think, with anything. I just sort of was a bit like, oh, yeah, I'm not really loving it anymore, but I can't leave a job. And then they had a bit of a move around at the station, and I did lose my show, effectively. And so I was like, this is great. This is just the break I needed. This is my moment. I'm going to find the thing that I'm meant to be doing. Brilliant. You know, I'm going to do it.
Everything's just going to magically fall into place.
It's going to be glorious. I'm going to have a career next week that was everything that I wanted. And it was awful. It was horrible for about nearly a year.
Wow.
It was what I call the wilderness, which I just didn't know. And I think, you know, we were sort of talking about this briefly because you know this better than anyone, working with people.
Yeah, through career change.
Yeah, who are having that moment.
And being in that wilderness, because they come to me when they're in the wilderness.
Yeah. And I think it's very, you know, obviously there's the people who are like, well, I always wanted to be a florist, or I always wanted to make biscuits or whatever. So I just needed to get out of this job and get into that one. That wasn't my story. I did not know what my thing was.
I would also say that that's usually not anyone's story. And even because what happens is people will look backwards and they, you know, hindsight is a wonderful thing and you connect all the dots,
yes,
as Steve Jobs says in that famous inauguration speech. You know, it's very easy to look back and connect the dots, but you're going forward, you're completely in the dark.
Yeah.
And so people will say, well, I always loved working with flowers, so yes, it made sense. Well, it makes sense looking back, but now you've cleansed the whole journey, and now you're allowing people to think that it's that easy. No one, I don't know anyone who doesn't go through that really, like the dark night of the soul, the despair, the not knowing, and not knowing if you'll ever find a thing is just,
it's awful. It is. It's really, and again, you feel like everybody else is sorted. Everybody else has got their thing.
Oh, yeah.
They've got their thing and they've got their plan and they're on their way.
Because who in the world wouldn't by this point in life, you know?
Well, this is it. And so sort of a few things happened. The first thing was that I retrained to become a wedding celebrant. So I had a couple of sort of years ago, I'd met this couple at a friend's house and they were going on Don't Tell the Bride. which is the program where the groom organizes everything.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the reality show. That. Yes. And so I was very excited and sort of squealing at them. And then he wrote to me a couple of weeks later and he was like, oh, we're doing the program. We need somebody to host the day. And because I'd done radio and stuff like that, I'd done a lot of event stuff. So I was like, oh my God, yes. And then he said, oh, we need a bit of a ceremony as well. We need, because the venue that they were doing the wedding at wasn't licensed. So they needed, like, for the telly, they needed that sort of ceremony moment. So I was like, great, sure, I'll knock you up a ceremony, which I did, and I really liked it. And I thought, actually, this is great. There's something really lovely about meeting a couple, finding out their story, finding out what's important to them. And also, I think it's your wedding, and people spend so much energy and time making every detail of that wedding exactly what they want it to be. And so why should your ceremony not be like that as well?
Yeah.
You know, why can we not have a completely bespoke ceremony rather than it being the boring bit, which everyone's got to get through so I can have a drink?
Yeah.
You know, let the celebration sort of start there. So I did that, retrained, and then was like, Grace, this is going to be my thing. And it's not my, you know what I mean? It's a thing that I do, but it was never going to be a full-time job for me. So I was like, okay, no, it's all falling apart. You know, when you have that sort of... You think
it's
sorted.
Not the whole thing.
Yes.
Oh God, there's
no.
More.
I'm going to do something else. And I was really at that point done. Mm. I was done. I was like, I've been in the wilderness too long. I'm fed up. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get an actual, you know, proper job. I can do all my creativity, my podcasts and stuff. I'll do that on the side. Fine. And so the other podcast that we do, apart from Jules and Sarah, is Wobble.
Yeah.
And Wobble's a podcast series, and it's about happiness and body confidence, because we wobble and we wobble.
Mm.
And so one of the guests that we had on, it was Lucy Sheridan, right?
The wonderful Lucy
Sheridan. The incredible
Sheridan.
Lucy Sheridan, who is the comparison coach. And she came on to talk about comparison, and we went for lunch, and I was telling her everything that I've just said. And she was amazing. And she said, what do you really want to do? And the other sort of thing that had happened while I was retraining was I started reading a book by Jen Sincero, You Are a Badass. And it's a brilliant book. It's kind of like, if you've never read self-help before, it's a really good one to just go in on. And she talks about this visualizing, and you visualize and you visualize and you go, you know, what's the thing that I love? Like, and it's amazing how those images will come to you. Mm. You know, like we were saying, when you don't know what your thing is, it's incredible that if you tune in a little bit, something will come up.
People always do have answers. We could go into why they can't see them when they're in that wilderness state. And I do also think you need to go in the wilderness state.
Yes.
But yeah, you're right. It is when you tune in,
it's
and
amazing.
At a certain point in the journey, it's just like, shit, actually there is stuff there.
That's it. And maybe, you know, people feel, you're almost like you can't admit it to yourself. It's like, I couldn't do that. It'd be ridiculous.
Of course, all that, like, who am I to think that I could do? No. Back in your box.
Yeah, and you should put all that in the bin, I just say. Just put all that in the bin for a minute. And so my thing that I kept coming back to that I told Lucy about, I was like, I'm on stage, I've got a Britney mic on, and I'm talking to people and they're having a really good time.
Oh my God.
And that's all I had. Like, I didn't know what I was saying. I didn't know what I was talking about, but I just knew everyone was kind of having fun.
I'm going to weep because, of course, I know what happened.
So I was like, so that was my thing. And for a minute, I thought it was stand-up comedy, but I knew it wasn't. Mm. You know, I sort of had that moment. I was like, no, it's not that. And so I started working with Lucy. Lucy became my business coach, which, I mean, I always say it would not be a business if it wasn't for Lucy. It would still be me going, I want to be on stage with a Britney mic. Like, that, it would just be me still talking about that. So I worked with Lucy. And what we realized was, throughout my time and my story, I've had to learn to celebrate myself and to really big myself up a little bit more and just be my own best mate rather than that rampant inner critic running everything all the time, which it had been. And that was my 20s. And I think
you know, that's most people's 20s.
Yeah.
Is, yeah.
Just
in bed with your inner critic 24/7.
Totally. Just on at you all the time about everything. And so because I'd learned to do that, we came up with the self-celebration. Like, that's ultimately, and you know, that glorious moment when everything lands and you just go, oh, I found it. I mean, the moment we sort of came up with it, it's a like I can still remember where I was and what I was wearing and, you know, all those kind of things, because it is that moment when you go, oh, this is it. Okay, now everything makes sense. Now I can see all the dots joining together. So launched it, only launched it a year ago.
I just, incredible.
Yeah,
I just can't believe that. Amazing, yeah. So
it's been the first year. It's been the most phenomenal, incredible, like mind-blowing first year. I've had an amazing, amazing time. I'm outrageously grateful and feel so lucky all the time. And when I was in the wilderness, you know those people who are like, oh, I just wake up every morning, I feel so lucky that this is my job, and you want to go, oh.
Yeah, you don't feel inspired, you yes. just feel hugely irritated. Yeah.
And very envious.
Yeah, exactly.
And now I am that irritating person, which, you know, I think that's really important to say.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And it feels lovely to be here. And then that led me to ultimately launch Celebrate Yourself Live.
Oh my God.
Which
is you with the Britney mic.
Yeah. I haven't sourced that Britney mic I need to get on and find that Britney mic. But it is exactly my vision of loads of people coming for the night. I always wanted to do something that was self-help and well-being, but not on a yoga mat with leggings and green juice.
Yeah.
It's cocktails, and it's you come and you wear something that makes you feel amazing.
Yeah.
And this is all about you tonight and your little VIP, and you're a celeb for the night. And tonight it's all about you and giving you some tools and some stuff to make you feel the best.
Because there's something, I love the word celebration. And last year it was one of my big words for the year. And it really, it just brought colour to life, and it got me to kind of, it's like one step up from gratitude, and gratitude's
yes.
great, but then it's just like with some glitter
yes.
and some sparkle. It has an amazing energy, because we're all about self-love and self-care, and those things are really important. But self-celebration, it just feels like the party part of self-love.
Well, it's something that I heard, it might have even been on RuPaul, but it was attitude and gratitude. And I just love that. The idea that we can be really grateful and we are humble, but we're not being really modest.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because I think gratitude, I don't know, there's something very like, oh no, I've got to be quiet because I'm being grateful.
You can't be too earnest with self-celebration.
No.
So it's not
cheeky,
being earnest.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's fun and it's playful and it's joyous.
Yes.
And it's also attainable.
Totally. And that was
so important.
I wanted something. When I was sort of having a moment, and I still have the moments, like if I'm having a moment,
because
it's a better
you're
way
a human
of putting
being.
It. Yeah, hi. I'm not fixed and perfect. And I just woke up one day and all my insecurities had just disappeared.
Anxiety,
and now
what's that?
I'm fine. So when I have a moment, I need something that can get me out of it on the turn of a sixpence. Do you know what I mean? Like, I need something that I can do in that moment. I don't have, with the best will in the world, I don't have time to go and do 10 minutes meditation always.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Even though that's glorious and that will always make me feel better. But when I'm in it, like, I'm not meditating, forget it. Like, it won't even touch the sides. Like,
you
know, or I don't have time to go and do some stretches or go and have a lie down or whatever those things are. Do you know what I mean? They're great techniques. They're so important. But for me, I wanted something that I could do now. Like, I don't even have to have a notebook to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't even have to, I just needed something that I could go, okay, what can I celebrate? You know, what can I celebrate now? Like, what's going really well now? Actually, what can I honour? Because I just believe that at any given moment, we're all doing our best.
Yeah.
We're all trying our best, you know? And we're tired and we've got a lot to do and there's a lot of demands on us and we're not properly hydrated and, you know, we might be hungry or, like, you know, whatever it is, but we're all just trying our best. And it's really good to just check in that moment, because it's kindness.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you're showing, I believe that when we drop in that moment, we release all this kindness, and then that makes everything easier.
Oh, I love that. Mm. We release all that, this kindness, like a little kindness endorphin boost.
Yeah.
I think with self-celebration, self-love is something, you know, when I start working with people on self-love, for example, and if it's completely alien to them, we start with self-nourishment. Let's just start there, okay? Because people can do that.
Yes.
But I also think people can do self-celebration, because as you were talking, I just kept imagining, pop on a little sequin jacket when you got, or like just a little streamer and wiggle around or have a dance around and celebrate that moment, and then celebrate yourself celebrating that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
That isn't so difficult. A self-love can feel like such a big, unattainable concept sometimes, particularly when you're really new to it.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, getting a little shimmy on, and celebrating the small things in life,
totally.
And therefore yourself in celebrating that, is really doable.
And there's so many things that we are doing all of the time that we don't honour because they're not big, loud, crushing achievements.
Yeah.
Like, you know, seems like you're only allowed to celebrate if it's your birthday or you pass your driving test, or do you know
the
what I mean?
Big moments.
You have
in
permission
life.
Yeah. from somebody else to go, okay, yeah, now you can celebrate. And, you know, like the post office the other day, I sent my ASOS back. I'm going to celebrate that, because that ASOS has been, I've been tripping over it for 2 weeks. And I was like, if I don't send this back, like in the next couple of days, I can't send it back at all and I won't get my money. But you know what I mean? Like, so that is an achievement.
Yeah.
Like that's big. Like remembering to have my headphones in my bag. That's, do you know what I mean? That'll change your day. And so we've just got to mark those moments.
So how, because obviously you do it a lot of the time through Instagram stories.
Yes.
And it's a brilliant way, I think, of marking it, acknowledging it, sharing it, celebrating it publicly as well.
Yeah.
To really acknowledge that moment. How do you recommend people practice self-celebration on a daily basis?
So it's only for you is the first thing, because I think there's a lot of confusion around, we hear celebrate and we think, oh, bit, is it bragging?
Yes.
Sounds like it might be bragging, Sarah. Bragging, arrogant, rewarding yourself, thinking you're better than somebody else, I think as well, rubbing somebody's face in it. You know, we're always told, I was told this growing up, you know, don't show off.
Yeah.
Don't show off. Don't get too big for your boots. You know, all this kind of stuff. So I think we've been conditioned to not celebrate ourselves in that way.
And I think women are conditioned to not be about themselves at all, which is always the big narrative around self-care, love, celebration.
Yeah, that it's somehow indulgent of yourself.
Selfish, taking away from others.
Yeah, and really, interestingly, this was on Queer Eye. There was an episode of Queer Eye. It's one of the best episodes. Have you seen the one where Jonathan goes back to his school and sorts out his teacher?
Yes,
right,
yes.
So it's that episode. And she was talking about it, and she, because obviously she's old, she's of that older generation.
Yeah.
And she was sort of talking about self-care and self-love. And she said it comes from a generation of women who were in the war. Mm. And obviously she's talking about sort of American history. But she said because of that, because people gave up their lives for us, what's happened in the next sort of few generations is it's like, don't you dare be selfish.
Mm.
Don't you talk about yourself. Don't indulge in yourself. Don't get caught. Do you know what I mean?
That's interesting.
It is. And I'm not sort of phrasing it particularly well, but she talks about it so beautifully in that moment. And I was like, wow, that's generations of people and women who were never allowed to talk about how they felt because somebody had always had it so much worse and had lost more members of their, you know, people went through appalling things. And so I think there's a bit of it from there. Do you know what I mean? That sort of getting involved in yourself too much is seen as sort of, I don't know, just what's the right word? It's sort of seen as, just the wrong way to behave, that it's not humble and it's, you know, and all those kinds of things. So I think that's where sort of celebrating yourself.
And perhaps perhaps it's confused that it's not honouring those people that sacrifice themselves.
Yeah, there's something around
being
that whole
so
narrative.
Yeah, and
yes.
So carefree.
That's it. That there's something around that. I think that made a lot of sense to me when
absolutely.
I heard her talking about that. So the first thing to do is to know that it's only for you. Self-celebration is just for you. Nobody has to know you're doing it.
Yeah.
Right? It's just yours and it's yours alone and you don't even have to tell anyone. And it is as simple as having a moment with yourself to go, what's all right now? What can I celebrate now? Okay, I'm busy. I'm a bit stressed. I've got a lot on my mind. I've got a lot of demands on my time, whatever it is. And to just go, what can I find to celebrate? Because there will always be something. And then when we do that, like I said, it releases that kindness. Mm. And you can just do it mentally. You can just do it mentally as you're going along. And it is incredible how many things will come up. Do you know what I mean? It's amazing how many things. So like, I use this example a lot. So I had to go and meet somebody and I was running late, right? So my inner critic was kind of on one because it was like, you always do this. You're always late. You never leave on time. You know, you're letting this person down. What if this opportunity now disappears because you were late? You know, all of those stories, like really sort of going. I get to the station, the escalator's broken. So I have to go down the spiral staircase, you know, the 868,000 steps.
I know,
that you
I
have
hate
to
it when
run
they put
down.
The number, like, I could never do that.
Like, don't tell me.
Maybe I shouldn't start. Yeah. So I get to the middle and then it's just like too far to go up, too far to go down.
That's it, lost.
And it's like, well, we told you how many steps there were.
We did warn you. So anyway, so I was running down and obviously inner critics going and going and going. And I was like, okay, what can I celebrate? And I celebrated that I had legs, right?
Yeah.
I had a real moment. It sounds trite and I know it sounds ridiculous.
No, not at all.
But I was running and I was like, look at my legs going. Like, look how fast. Like, I'm not even noticing because I'm stuck in my head. But my legs are absolutely running me down these stairs, actually. And I got onto the platform. Now, that transformed everything in that moment because it was a bit like sliding doors. Because I could have got on that train and still let my inner critic be rampant with me. Probably would have been a bit ratty with people on the train. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know,
I would love to see you being ratty to people on the train and what that would look like.
And then I would arrive where I was
grabbing someone's Metro newspaper.
I will read that. And then got to where I was going, been faced with that person, begged that person for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I would have been like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm such a terrible human being. You know, and the day would have gone on from there.
Yeah,
you know, I then
would have
done something else and gone, exactly. Oh, now you've done that. And you were late this morning. And there was this. And then it just would have gone on and on. Come home, maybe had a row with my husband, gone to bed. Lovely day.
Yeah.
Lovely. So it's just about stopping that train of thought before it can, because I checked in. I was like, okay, Sarah, what are you going to do? It's like, you are late. I take full responsibility. I'm going to apologize to the person who I've met. I'm going to deal with the situation. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to take full responsibility for all of this. And I'm going to recognize once and for all that I am a person who, when they say they're going to leave the house, they need another 15 minutes because there'll be all the other, like, you know, do I need a scarf? Have I got water? All that sort of thing. So it's for me, it's all about that day to day. Because that's where we exist.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, we've all got big goals that we want to do. We've all got big changes that we want to make. For me, it's about supporting you now in this moment. And then that will enhance the stuff that you really want to do. That will allow most of the big stuff to fall in place. That's what I believe.
Mm.
And that's what worked for me.
Yeah.
So that's what I really want to pass on.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. You can already feel the potential of that in your day to day, the color that comes with it, and the enhancement, the like giving yourself these little kindness bombs through the day, little moments of celebration. And also, you know, I think like in a relationship with someone else, you can start taking certain things for granted. What's the same with us? So actually going, hang on a minute, what are the sort of things I can celebrate today that perhaps I've been, you know, been taking for granted as well.
Yeah.
And just bringing that, and it's the presence that comes with it as well.
And you can let go of stuff, you know, like you can let go of stuff, like me giving myself a hard time for being late.
Yeah.
That would have been a whole drama. That would have been big, like, you know, a few years ago. That would have been a long reaching, would have kind of stayed in my system for the whole day, feeling bad and then not knowing quite why.
Yeah.
And then making up a lot of stories around that, like, that person now hates me. Yeah. They'll never ask me to.
And it would colour the rest of your day.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
And so it's just about switching it up in that moment. That's
amazing.
What it's about for me.
So can you tell us about Celebrate Yourself Live.
Oh my gosh, I'd love
which,
to.
Have we already said that it, well, this one is sold out, yes. So there are going to be more, but it sold out within the first, not even 24 hours.
Yeah, it went on sale at 7 in the morning and by 11 o'clock at night it sold out. And oh no one God. Is more surprised than me. I really thought it would be me and, you know, the cleaner and my mum. Like, I really didn't expect it at all. And it's been one of those things that, so like I said, that's why I set up the business, really, because I always wanted to do a night yes. like this. So like I said, it's a night which is all about you. It's
and within
about,
a year
yeah.
of kicking off that dream, it was not only you making it happen, but it's sold out.
Well, that's the most gorgeous thing, is that people get it.
Oh.
People are like, yes, all yeah. right, Sarah, I'll buy a ticket and I'll yeah. come. And that is gorgeous. Yeah. That's lovely.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be, yeah, it's the first one. So, because I think I got quite, I was putting a lot of pressure on myself with it. Because when it's your dream, do you know what I mean? When it's the thing that you've wanted to do for so long.
Of course.
It, you know, it was getting a lot of pressure. Yeah. And I've got to check myself again, actually, because we're 2 weeks. It's in 2 weeks today.
And now you're having
to
deliver it. So there's the pressure of
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And so I've just got to keep checking in and reminding myself that it's the first one and that it's all going to be great. And I also have this thing. I don't know why this helps me so much, but I think, well, if somebody hates it, I'll just give them their money back. That's
God, are you serious?
That's what I think, because I feel like, well, what's the worst
Maybe
case
you should
scenario?
Open it like that.
If anyone wants their money back, see me at the end. But I don't know why that helps me so much. You know, when you sometimes do that, go to the worst case scenario.
What you mean, though, yeah.
And you go, do you know what? Like, what's. Like, how can I, where's my safety net? That's what it is. You're putting a safety yeah. net out for yourself and going, do you know what? Like, what's the worst that could happen here?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and actually I'm prepared for that. So it's going to be fine.
Because then you give yourself permission.
Yeah.
For that to be, you know what, even if that does happen,
yeah.
I've got it covered.
Yeah, I've got it exactly.
Let's go.
Let's
give it my best.
That's it.
Best
so it's,
go.
It's going to be mirror balls and cocktails.
It's going to be so good. Everyone's going to come in such an excitable, celebratory mood.
Yeah, I hope so.
That they're going to be excited to see you. And
yeah,
see
and
you
I'm
in
so
person.
Excited to see them. And it's the first one. You know, I want to do more and more and more and more. And I want to do it outside of London. You know, I want to yeah. do like Manchester. I put it out on my stories, actually. I was like, where should we go? Manchester and Cardiff, very popular. It's like, I'm coming. Great.
Oh my God. So how would you love people to feel as they leave? And what do you want them to go? What kind of one or two tools would you love them to go away with?
I would love them to know that they're doing their best.
Yeah.
I would love them to have, I love that feeling when you go to a really good, even if it's just like drinks with a mate, or you go to a really good talk, or you go to something and you come out and you're like, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I've got this, actually. Yeah. There's nothing to worry about here.
And you've got spring in your step.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about. Everything's fine. I can do this. I've got this. That's how I want everyone to feel,
yeah.
ultimately.
I think they're going to come out with a little shimmer.
Yeah, I hope so. Yes,
that's it. A little excitable shimmer.
Yes.
And I think because it's the first one, it's going to be really special.
Yeah. I think so. I think so. And I can't wait to do more.
How do people find out about, the next ones?
Yes. So I'm all over Instagram all the time, as you know, talking nonsense, which I'm at this Sarah Powell.
Yeah.
And the website is sarahpowell.co.uk.
Yeah.
And the newsletter, like it's at the bottom of every page on my website. You can just subscribe there because that's newsletter subscribees. Find out everything first.
Well, yeah, and if the tickets sell out that fast, you kind of need to be
on
the inside.
I'll give you a heads up.
Otherwise, you're going to miss it.
Yes, that it's coming. So, yeah, that is the best way. But Instagram as well.
And what about if people want you to marry them?
Yeah, I would love to marry you if you're listening. And that site is marriedbysarah.com.
Okay.
So all the wedding stuff's there for you and it's got loads of FAQs. And if you've never heard of humanist weddings before, it's got some stuff about them. Yeah. But it's the main thing to know about my celebrant ceremonies are that it's all about you. It's fun, it's bespoke, and it is written completely like I come and meet you, find out your story, and we write it up into a ceremony. Like
so
it's
good.
So it's gorgeous. Yeah. Like it's the most lovely thing. It's so fun.
Oh, amazing. So one last question. It's not even a question. I would love to know, if you think back to yourself when you were in the wilderness,
yes,
and feeling just full of despair and like the nothingness ahead of you.
In a dressing gown.
In a dressing gown, crying on the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
What message would you like to give to both yourself and the wilderness, but people who might at this moment be in that place?
Well, I know it sounds trite to say it will be okay, but it will.
Yeah.
Like, I can't promise you enough how much it will be okay. And if you're listening to this thing going, yeah, it was okay for you, but it won't be okay for me, I promise
people
you
always
it will.
Think that. Yeah.
Always, 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 always. And just keep channeling into anything you enjoy, anything at all. It could be that you're like, I really, really enjoy sitting down. Do you know what I mean? Or I really enjoy talking to this kind of person, or I really enjoy seeing this sort of thing online, or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Just something. It could be something that you don't even know. Do you know what I mean? Like, it could be like, I really like organizing this bookshelf or whatever. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Just something that you really, really enjoy, because all the answers are there.
Yeah.
That's the other thing I think that it's very easy to forget when we're sort of in a bit of despair and a bit of searching and reaching. It's really, please. And that book, like, You Are a Badass, Jen Sincero, it completely sorted me out. And she gave me that feeling that we talked about earlier, that I can do this. Oh my gosh, great. Yeah, I can do this. And she really teaches you a lot about your worth as well, like what's worth your time and what's worth your energy and where you're going to place it. So it's a good one.
Amazing. Sarah, thank you so much. I am so excited to see... Well, I mean, you're a year in.
Yeah, I know.
You are a year
I've peaked.
In.
Do you don't think I've peaked, do you?
No, I was like, quick, get on the podcast quick, because I tell you what, this time next year when she's got, it's going to be the Jules and Sarah TV show. I said to you before we recorded that I really see you presenting the Great British Bake Off.
Well, that's kind.
Yeah.
I might just do it in my kitchen. I might just get friends to come and bake
do
things.
Do your own.
Yeah.
Just do your own.
Do it in a minute, actually.
And... yeah, and I think the Celebrate Yourself Live, I can't wait. I'm going to be quicker off the ball this time to get to the next one. I think it's going to, I can really see it going all over the UK and beyond.
And beyond. Global, babe.
Global.
And, oh, that's so kind.
And yeah, and I think it's, thank you for doing it. Thank you for having the courage to sort of follow this dream, because it's giving so much to other people through your stories, through these events that are going to be everywhere, and the podcasts.
Yes, you really can get me anywhere. I really am.
Beware of listening to your podcast while running, because I end up being like this crazy woman running and laughing.
I don't think there's
scary
any,
to passing
there would be
children.
Nothing quite so terrifying with it than a woman laughing, running
a
and
sweating, laughing,
laughing
running woman. So I have to be careful when I listen to it.
Oh, that's great!
But yeah, it's absolutely brilliant.
Oh, darling. Well, so look, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes, and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say best podcast ever. Thank you.